Chapter 5.
Scotland Yard?
I stared at him in horror.
What does Scotland Yard want with me?
Perhaps we could discuss that inside. If I slammed the door in his face, perhaps all of this would go away. I bit my lip and looked at him. He waited patiently, his hat in his hand. His gaze travelled over me casually, but I wasn't fooled.
Miss Lee?
I stepped back from the door.
All right. All right, then. Please, come in.
He moved forward, and I closed the door behind him. Up close, I could see that his suit was well tailored, his shirt crisp, the tie knotted flawlessly at his throat. A man who dressed with care, then, on whatever an inspector's salary was. It was easy for him to be sartorially perfect, as he had a frame that would give most men's tailors fits of joy. Tall, broad-shouldered, slim-hipped, sleekly muscled. He wore both the suit and the coat with an ease that bespoke a man who took his physique for granted. He smelled of chill fall air and wool. I stepped back and thumped into the wall of the tiny hall. I knew what he saw when he looked at me. A raw, inexperienced girl, barely dressed. Take hold of the situation, Gillian. I'd spent too long in a girls' school. The only men of my acquaintance, aged professors and fellow students in home-knitted jumpers. Old men and boys, really. I'm sorry, I managed. That wasn't much of a greeting. I'm not usually so rude.
It's quite all right, he said.
Would you like tea?
If you have some, yes.
I nodded. Follow me. I led him down the hall, conscious of the fact that...